8:42 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Now, the Falcons are going to talk to Clint Kubiak, Anthony Weaver, and Kevin Stefanski about the head coaching job. I'm curious, though, 8 years without the playoffs, right? How much time?
Hold on. Yes, 8 years.
How much time does the new guy get?
That's a phenomenal question.
Which new guy?
The new head coach. How much time does he get? Because we're already saying next season's going to be resetting. And then if he doesn't get, he or she, doesn't get to the next year.
I've never had that indicator, but sure.
If they don't get to the playoffs the next year, is it the same story?
No, that's the problem. We've got to stop this. That's why that is, to me.
Just ask him, Bo. You didn't have to yell at him.
I'm not yelling at her.
It seems like you are.
It definitely sounded like
you. I'm not yelling at her. I'm yelling at the sentiment. You've got to stop turning everything over. To me, that's why you got rid of the GM at the same time. That's why you restructured, so to speak, things around and put, Rich officially over everything at AMBSE, but from what you hear, he's been removed to a great extent for years from the Falcons. It's not like he's sitting there to the role that Matt Ryan or whoever they hire to step in there is going to be. You got to, give this some time. You don't know. We've said on this show and others have said that the quarterback position is still up in the air. So how can you have playoff aspirations with not 100% knowing what your quarterback spot's going to be? But you got to give these guys time to kind of get things. If you're going to fire a coach every year, no one's going to take this thing. And you got to have some guarantees.
I'm going to go about answering your question a different way, because I think Bo did a good job answering what should they do, and I think that's definitely what should happen. But I think your question was more along the lines of what will happen, and I think we all know those are two different things when it comes to the way this franchise is run or should be run. And I think there is still a lot left to be decided about that. One of the conversations I brought up yesterday, after the news broke, and also yesterday during the show, is how far tearing this down are we going to go? All right, we already went GM, well, president, if you want to go that far, like he just talked about, and GM and head coach, does it start going into players that are under contract? Like, that's the next question. Like, how far down to the studs is this thing going to go before you hit the reset button? And I think that when all those questions are answered, then I think you establish the timeline moving on from there. Because I think there's probably a conversation when Aaron Glenn's taking over from the New York Jets. Oh, man, you should probably, you have this window. And then as you get into the season, it's like very clear that that window is not open. And you had your bridge quarterback, and that didn't work out. So all of a sudden, you're trading Sauce Gardner, and you're trading Quinnen Williams, and you're doing all these different things. And that next year, I feel like, is when Aaron Glenn will start being judged on a timeline of how soon things do get better. So,
well,
I there's so much left to be decided to me to be able to answer that. Is the new coach coming in? If Clint Kubiak was hired tomorrow, is he coming in going, it's going to take a minute? Or is he coming in looking at it and sitting with Matt Ryan or Arthur Blank or Josh Blank or whoever else and going, you know what? I think we can get this done. Well, I think we made this happen.
And I think you got to look at the division, too. Mike talked earlier about how, look, the Panthers have a lot of problems still, and they might have won the division, but they won at 8-9. The Bucks, if they keep Todd Bowles, it'll be win or else season for them. So that with those seasons tend to normally implode. The Saints, I think Tyler Shuck could be a really good player, but only played 9 games, and the league does adapt and adjust. We saw the league adjust to Michael Penix this year. Did we not?
Yeah, for sure.
So it's a winnable, you think it's a winnable division, but if I was told when I came in here, Allie, that, hey, Our message outside the building is going to be, we're going to, like they did with Arthur Smith and Terry when they first came in here, is we're going to compete while retooling. I would be like, nope, I'm either tearing it down or I'm not taking the job.
Mm-hmm.
If that's what your message is, because you're telling me, right, because right there you're telling me rebuild. If you're or if you told me it's win or else next year, I'd be like, okay, go get somebody else then, because I'm not doing it. I'm not coming in here to essentially work with someone else's roster for the most part and be told I've got to win next year or else. And I think that's a horrible way to reset your franchise, because I would tell you that that's why it's very important to hire the president first and foremost, which I do believe they will, and then get in here with a GM and a head coach who probably have very similar practices and the ways they want to go about it. Do I think that's not to say I don't think you can win with this roster next year. I am just a firm believer in, if you're going to do all the things that you just did by restructuring the top and getting rid of the GM and bringing and firing the head coach, you can't go in there with Super Bowl or bust, because when you bust, with most likely you're going to bust, it's higher likely the bust than not, you're done. And now everyone is against you. And that's part of what screwed over Raheem, was the fact that their whole mindset was, everybody was, you know, it's like, well, we're firing Arthur because we can win right now.
People are
usually, go get a quarterback.
People are usually done when they bust, Bo. You're right.
I tried so hard to hold it together.
Man, that's dirty. Why
I tried
are you
so
dirty
hard to
there?
Hold it together, and I looked through the grass, and Dylan's looking at me over that computer. I could not hold it together, man. Don't do that anymore, man.
Dirty ass mind
oh,
over there, Dylan.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
You
that
need
was
to,
funny.
Bro, don't even try to.
You need to get yourself together.
Don't even try to pull it like that. Bro, you know how much emphasis you put on that word multiple times?
Like five times.
You put so much emphasis on the word bus, and you
I
said
it
so many
bust.
Times.
You said it again.
It's not normally the word I would use,
man.
But I mean, I was trying to clean it up for radio.
You also notice that he's used two words, the same word twice today that I put. Just a simple word, hole, after, and he thought that I lost my mind like 3 weeks ago, and yet
what?
He has said it twice.
What
today.
Are you talking about?
Oh, anyways, man. No,
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm with you.
2 weeks is a long time ago. Lots happened.
Yeah, a lot has happened.
We've traded. We're in the process of trading a superstar. We've cleaned house in an organization.
Santa came to town.
I mean,
the whole thing.
Santa, we turned
year.
A new year.
Yeah.
New year, new me.
But you see, the point is, you
not
can't.
Really.
Yeah,
you can't put these high. These. I understand we want to win. It's been 8 years, but you just can't go into a mindset of resetting a franchise, because essentially you're resetting the structural organization of a franchise. While you might not do it with a team, you are that. So to go in there and say, well, if we're willing to do this again next year, if we don't win,
I just think a new standard has been set, because the fans' memory is different than remembering all the messaging someone comes in with. 2 years, two seasons now is what just occurred.
Well, and all right, let's rewind, and I think Bo will appreciate me putting it this way and bringing in a couple names from Twitter on this. There was a back and forth between Steak and D-Led on Twitter yesterday, and they were arguing over how attractive this job is. Mm-hmm. And D-Led, being D-Led, you know, was saying this is not an attractive job at all. There's so much more losing in the near future. And our buddy Steak, who will be on here in just about 10 minutes,
mm-hmm.
fired back and was like, there's so much to like about this job. Yeah. And I think those are conversations that you're going to have with all of the people you hire, you know, in the coming days. How good is the roster? And if you, let's just say you bring Matt Ryan in and he's introduced at some point as the president of football operation, he's going to have to make a decision how good the roster is. He's going to have to make a decision how fast the turnaround is. But you have to point to all the things. Bo started this whole conversation with saying the quarterback situation is, I don't remember the word you used, it's in flux.
It's in question.
Yeah, it's in flux. Right.
Question is a bigger, because it's not, yes, it's a question mark.
Yes, it's definitely a question mark. And I think all that has to be situated before any kind of timeline can possibly be established. If this was another job and you had a quarterback that you felt like was a franchise guy and, you know, hey, you haven't been able to get it done with it, then that's ramped up. Then you cannot allow that record to get any worse than 8-9 in year one. But that's not what we're dealing with here.
The other thing I would tell you is, as soon as you start firing people, Now you start the count. Well, this is this GM's second coach. This is this team president's second coach. I mean, you know what? We sure as hell didn't have a problem doing it with coaches. Well, it's his second coordinator. No, it might be his third coordinator. I think what part of what got you mentioned that, well, Raheem got after 2 years. Yeah, he did, because you fired Arthur Smith because going into year, they did the retooling comment in year one. They stuck with that in year two when everyone knew that you had, I mean, I have more money in my bank account than the Falcons did to spend on players, and that's not a lot at all. And then year three, you went and you just talked ad nauseum before and during training camp. Man, we got so much talent on this roster, so much talent, so much talent. And then when you get blown out by Justin Fields and the Bears and Jameis Winston and the Saints, poof, now you're gone. And then you come in here and you're like, we're going to spend $100-something million on a quarterback, and we're gonna win right away. And you start out, and then 6-3, and the next thing you know, you miss the playoffs. And you go out, start out, what, 4-2, and you miss the play, or 3-2, and you miss the playoffs.
Yeah.
And you know, so that kind of stuff got you. You got to say, we got to give these guys time. Also, if you just fire people every couple of years, you are the Jets, you are the Browns, you are insert whatever crappy ass team you want to mention in this league, you're them. You're, because now you're not 8, you're not 9, you're not 10, you're not 11, but you're going to be 12, 13, 14 years down the road without a playoff appearance.
Yeah, Cardinals, Raiders, those kind of teams.
Yeah, I mean, you just got to be careful. And you got to give the guys time. And that's one thing, we've talked about Trey a lot all day. I got to give the Hawks credit, whether you guys won't think they give them enough or not or whatever. They've given this time with Trey. They have done it. They gave it more time than the Mavericks did. Well, maybe only a year and a half longer, but it was still more. And it feels like you're still in the same spot. So at least they've given it time.
Did everything you could do. Surrounded them with all the support necessary and everything that you could possibly
need.
And
give Trey credit, too. Because Trey stuck with it and was like, I want to give the organization time.
I'm not saying
you
didn't. That's what I said earlier, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not saying you didn't, but when you mentioned it's been amicable, it's because I think everybody feels like they've exhausted all options.
Well, it will be interesting to hear from Arthur Blank on Thursday. He will be speaking at 11 o'clock, and we will be airing it on 92.9 The Game. So we'll get you all up to date on that. If you have ideas on who you would like to see as the head coach, continue the conversation with us. Yes, we're going away right now, but you can still talk to us at 929 Morning Shift. That is going to do it for us. For Mike, Bo, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mack, thank you for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 929 The Game. And don't forget to
make sure you're ready when you bust.